We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Knicks lead by 44. This match is their biggest lead of the night. Here's Saban Lee. And Kell comes up with the block and another. Despite the finger issue, Kell hits a free throw that blocks two shots. Here's Knox from three. Kevin Knox with his third three-point field goal following quite a display at the defensive end by Pell.
Tenacity and audacity by Pell.
Knicks lead by 47. Here's Servetus. He hits a three.
Dramatic way to end the game for the Knicks. The defense, which was the catalyst tonight, providing offense.
The Knicks end their three-game losing streak in dramatic fashion. 41 points in the first quarter. They defeat the Pistons 125-81 with Norvell Pell getting into the action late with a couple of block shots.
All right. Oof. Needed that one. Needed that one. The Knicks win by a final score of 8,476 to 47. I don't know. I don't know what the final score was. I don't care. Full disclosure, I have spent much of the fourth quarter of this game building an easel for my daughter that will be given to her that will have been left, excuse me, by the Easter Bunny for Easter tomorrow. I don't know where to start talking about this game because it was just such a delightful affair, and I have a lot of thoughts about it. But my producer, Andrew, tells me to never be above shameless self-promoting. So I think he teased on the old Twitter app a few minutes ago that we had an announcement. I am wearing the announcement. So we are now officially in business here at Knicks Film School. We have merch. The merch is for you to purchase if you'd like. I think there's a link in the description of this live stream. If you're listening to this on the pod tomorrow, just go and check out the. There should be a link in the pod too. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I think you could get some like sweatshirts, like I'm wearing. You could get some t-shirts. You could get some mugs. You could get some. Probably have some fucking branded condoms. I don't know. All kinds of shit. So go check out the KFS merchandise store on TeePublic. Just in time for all of those. I don't know what holiday's coming up. Make up a holiday. Anyway, so that's that. More importantly, the Knicks won by a bunch of diapers. We have KFS diapers. The Knicks won by 44 points, and they only 44? No, I feel like there's whatever. I should probably get an updated link. The Knicks won by a lot of points, and this was necessary, and this was a get well game. And the reason why I am taking this game and the result of this game very seriously, 44 points, is because I am a Knicks fan of 28 years now, because I first started watching games in 93. It's 2021. So, 28 years. And I have seen a lot of bad shit happen to this franchise. And we had the Miami game left a bad taste in all of our mouths. The Minnesota game left a worse taste in my mouth. And now, after the Dallas game, we were all mentally prepared to be like, oh shit, it's a 3-point game against the Pistons with 5 minutes left. How are they in this game? What are we doing? What's going on? And they came out and they took care of business. So for everybody who is like me and has Knicks fan PTSD, I think this was a meaningful win. I see the Norvell Pell Hive is alive and well in the chat. I love it. Norvell Pell is awesome. It was great to see him out there, dislocate his finger, whatever the case may be. He's legit. I've been talking to some people over the last several days about him. He's a player. I think he's going to be a guy. And for anybody who doesn't know, get the newsletter, this is a kid who once upon a time, Norvell Pell, ranked number one in the country at his position. Briefly, but by, I think it was rivals.com. He was the number one center in the country. So that was cool. Yes, give Pell the max. Julito, love it. Anyway, so I could hear my wife watching me in the other room. It was great to see him out there. He's a good player. He's a talented player. He just bounced around. The only reason he didn't go to college is because he had academic difficulties. But I'm excited for Novell. Someone got a shirt. Thank you, Matthew. But before we get to Novell, before we get to the last few minutes of that game, I do want to say that there was a lot of ways that they could have come out tonight. They could have come out. First of all, this is the second night of a back-to-back. They had to, after that desultory loss last night, they had to get on a plane, fly to fucking Detroit. Detroit. Who wants to go to Detroit? Not me. Although Buddy's Pizza is very good. And they had to play this game against a shitty team, and they came out like a bunch of guys on fire. And they came out like a guy, like a team full of guys who, I don't know if Tibbs reamed into them. I don't know what Tibbs did. But they played, the Knicks did, their most spirited game, it felt like, in a long time. And I hosted a locker room earlier today in which, you know, some people were like, is this the beginning of the end? Are we, are we slipping now? Like, I feel like we haven't had a great win in a while, which is true. They haven't had a really great win in a while. But, like, all of that stuff for me led back to, is the Tibbs effect wearing off? And I think tonight, with how they came off, how they came out rather, the Tibbs effect is not wearing off. Tibbs still very much has command of this team. And that's awesome to see. We got our earliest comments in the super chat. I've been on my little rant and roll, so I haven't. Harry Doner, thank you. You always come in here and you make contributions. You don't even ask me any questions. You're the man, Harry. I appreciate that. My man, Michael Aaron, I don't care what anybody says. Watching Kev smile after those two made threes made me kind of emotional. Not going to lie. Going to go buy a shirt right now. Thank you, Michael. I'll get to Kev in a second. Robert Cross, after tonight's performance, is it fair to say that Kevin Knox will be a future recipient of the Sixth Man of the Year Award? Why Sixth Man of the Year? MVP, All NBA at the very least. Bottom rung, it's the All-Star game. That's the minimum. Dominic Ambrose. Oh, actually, I missed one. ABC 718, thank you for the contribution. Brian Benjamin, thank you for the contribution. We love you guys in the super chat. Dominic Ambrose, yo, Macri, glad we're back on track. Looking forward to your announcement. Congrats on whatever it is. It's just the merch store. That's all. I'm wearing it. This is the announcement. Knicks Film School. Now you can wear Knicks Film School. Sorry, it wasn't more exciting. I'll think of something else exciting to say before I get done today. Yes, seeing the guys at the end, especially Kevin Knox, you know, Obi had some nice minutes as well. Only finished 3 for 8, but did get 8 points. But yeah, no, Kevin Knox, 3 for 3 from deep. It's, you know, Ian Begley, for anybody who missed the pod that he was on with me a couple weeks ago, said something very interesting, and I think I mentioned it on a maybe a post game. I'm not 100% sure, but he said very clearly, and when Ian says something, I take it seriously, and you should too. He was like, we were talking about Kevin Knox and like, where does the organization see Kevin Knox, and is he, you know, between, he's not expendable, but is he a guy that they're kind of at this point looking to trade for some kind of value? And Ian said very clearly, he's like, do not take whether or not somebody is in the rotation as a sign that the organization has given up on them. And I forget his words. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he was crystal clear about that. And I think there's a chance, maybe, slightly, hopefully, that just because Kevin Knox hasn't been playing a whole lot, doesn't mean that the organization is out on him. It just means that they're taking it from the ground up after what has been two essentially wasted years. We got a bunch of more comments in the super chat. The Pell Hive is alive and strong. You'll love to see it. Forgotten NYC. Obi's starting to get into a groove with a couple great games in a row. Trust the process. Exactly. That's to what I spoke about a minute ago. There's a reason they convinced Johnny Bryant and Kenny Payne to stick around and not take those college jobs, because there's more work to be done with guys like Obi Toppin and Kevin Knox. Vivek, man, you're too generous, my man. I miss you. We got to create an NBA Jam rendition shirt with you and Jeremy, or me if Jeremy refuses. How about just you and Jeremy? Anyways, I'm not being Pippin stingy tonight, but this is for Pell stealing Trier's digits. Yes, the Norvell Pell Hive. Thank you so much, Vivek. You're the man. And thank you always for just being great on Twitter and always promoting everybody's content and just being a great fan and a good dude. Anthony Sixto, is Obi very slowly figuring it out, or am I just being hopeful? Can we copy and paste this version of Elfrid? I thought Elfrid was mildly useful tonight. I think he, what did he end up with? Did he get his 10 assists? No, he fell short. He got 9 assists. It was good to see Elfrid not be a complete suck. That said, in a game when the Knicks collectively as a team shot 54.4% from the field and 48.7% from deep, somehow Elfrid Payton manages to go 4 of 12 and 1 of 4 from 3. Only Elf. We love you, Elf. It's okay. You won the game. That's all that matters here. That's an acceptable version of Elfrid Payton tonight, is a more acceptable version. But it's just like, again, I keep saying it on here, it's like clockwork. 3 for 8, 4 for 12. These are always his stat lines. It just is what it is. Who else should we talk about? I've been talking for 11 minutes and change, and I have not explicitly yet mentioned the man who came out and scored 20 points in the first quarter tonight. And absolutely set the tone for the game. Actually, no, I'm not putting it all on Julius. I feel like if Julius gets 60% of the credit for how they came out tonight, Reggie Bullock needs to get 40%, maybe 65, 35, whatever. Going back to what I said to start this, I was really worried about how they would come out tonight. I was nervous. I was, like a lot of Knicks fans, fearful, like, oh shit, what's going on? Is this, do I have, like, what are we doing? What's going on here for the rest of the season? And those guys came out and they made sure, and I'm talking about Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock in particular, they made sure that this was not going to be a game. Tyler Harris, thank you so much for that. Let's quickly mention that Reggie and Julius chemistry. They are now approaching levels of like, you know, I'm trying to think what's the gold standard for chemistry in the NBA. It's got to be Jokic and who? Jokic and Murray? Jokic and someone. It has to be Jokic and someone. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone. But like their connection, their two-man game and how they play off each other and how Julius will like, you know, in one motion give the pass to Bullock behind the three-point arc and set a screen for his man and Bullock just fires away from – it's just – that's beautiful basketball. And what made it so encouraging tonight – was not only the you know how they were defending and they were playing their asses off on defense tonight, but there was not only passing, because you that's the thing. We always hear commentators and people talk about, well, they're not moving the ball. It's not about just moving the ball. It's about, to paraphrase the great Walt Frazier, moving the ball and moving yourselves. And they were moving the ball tonight, but they were also moving themselves with a purpose. And when they move, when you saw someone tonight come out and move the ball, as soon as they move the ball, they would dart to somewhere else on the court. And it's that kind of life on offense, oftentimes, that we have not seen from this team. And we certainly haven't seen it from the starting five. So to see it tonight was absolutely awesome. And you know, Julius and Reggie together, kudos to them. Chip Murphy. Congrats on the merch, Macri. Thank you, Chip. Congrats on a very nice article for Hoops Habit. I am waiting to see if maybe they sign Marquise Chris. Pell was supposed to go to St. John's. Yes, he was meant to play at the Gardens. I remember reading that somewhere. Good call on that one. What else do we have here? I love that this is just all Norvell Pell hype tonight. So shout out to Julius. Shout out to Reggie Bullock. Nerlens Noel, I mean, he had four blocks and two steals. Very active defensive presence. You love to see it. Although the whichever Plumlee is on Detroit was getting him a little bit in the second quarter there. Haven't mentioned RJ Barrett tonight. RJ Barrett, quiet game. But how about this? 14 points on 7 shots for RJ Barrett. I am going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm probably going to be wrong. But I feel like this is the first time RJ has had a game where he doubled his, like, the amount of shot attempts he had. His point total doubled the amount of shot attempts that he had. If someone wants to check that, Andrew, if you want to check that, Zach Levine is in the chat, of course. Hey, Zach, come to us in free agency a year from now. What's the difference between Norvell and Embiid? Nothing. I think Norvell is probably a little bit better. So shout out to Nerlens Noel, RJ Barrett. Like I said, good game. Nice. You know, oh, Taj. Love me some Taj. Derrick Rose, nice minutes. Alec Burks only had to play 15 minutes. You love to see it. Emmanuel Quickly, 3 for 6, 12 points. He's a guy that definitely gets double his shot attempts worth of points. It's just, you know, it's a get well game. It was get well game for everybody, and I'm happy that they never. Here's the thing that I was waiting for. I was waiting for the lead to get down to like 12 or 11 or 10 points, and it never happened. Got down to 17 a few times, you know, but they never made us sweat tonight. And I needed that. They needed that. And let's just say it right now. The Knicks have played 50 games, 5-0 games. They have played more than two-thirds of the season. They have played two more games than two-thirds of the season. And they have won as many games as they've lost. And they've outscored their competition on the season. Because I know they've outscored their competition on the season because looking up today, earlier today, they had a dead-even 0-0 net rating. I imagine that net rating at this point is going to be close to one. because they won by whatever 44 points tonight. I don't know at this point how anyone could look at this Knicks team and say they are not a legitimate, solid, competent, like, not great team, but like in that next tier of teams. Like, we have our very clear top eight, right? We have our three teams in the East, and we have our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 when healthy Lakers, our five teams in the West. And you want to give me, all right, Portland's better than the Knicks, I'll hear you out, although they have a negative net rating this year. You want to give me Miami now that they're fully healthy. I think Miami you put into that higher group. So let's say there's nine and a half teams in that top tier group. The Knicks are right in that next level. They're in that next group. And I don't know how big that group is. That group might be six teams. That group might be eight teams. That group might be somewhere around there. The Knicks are securely there. They are not frauds. They are legitimately in that group. The net rating says it. The fact that we are now 50 games into a season and they are going to finish tonight, I am guessing they might have moved into the top three of defense tonight. I don't think – let's see how quickly the good old NBA advanced stats page is at updating their shit. Because you know me. I'm obsessed with this stuff. The Knicks – They haven't updated yet, but they went into this game with the fourth best defensive rating in the league. They might have moved into third, so we'll see what happens. Guard up Knicks, don't merch. Thank you. Great win tonight. Elford looked like he heard the noise and threats loud and clear. Elf's gonna elf. He needs to be the best version of himself. I will say this, and it's tough for me to talk about Elf because I was the guy that came to his defense when they signed him because I believed then that it was the right move. I believed then for $4.7 million on a one-year deal, he was worth it given what the market was, given what the other point guards were getting, given what the Knicks' other options were. I stand by that stance. Was it the right stance? Probably not, given how he's played, because he's been bad. But if you still give me the best version of Elfrid Payton, which is a guy who makes the available pass when it's there, and he made the available pass tonight by dishing 9 assists in 20 however many minutes, and is just a little bit more efficient around the rim, which he was not tonight, that the version of that guy, and if he's playing hard on defense, I think could still help a team. So I'll say that. He just hasn't been that version of himself this year. He's been bad. So, but good job tonight. CT Pittman, good win tonight. Hey, CT, how are you, man? Thanks for coming also to the locker room earlier and for coming to the halftime Zoom. Cops from KFS merged. Awesome. Thank you. And I leave for vacation tomorrow. Life is good. Life is great. Life is wonderful. I really, though.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to build on this. So let's just take a very quick look at the upcoming schedule. Oh, no, actually, before we take a look at the upcoming schedule, Andrew Claudio has some answers for us. So RJ had 27 points on 13 shots versus Atlanta last season. He had 24 points on 11 shots versus the Clippers last January. And then 23 points on 10 shots versus Miami a week later. And then 12 points on 6 shots versus Orlando in February of last year. So this is the fifth time RJ has done this. Doubled up his shot attempts in terms of his points. So, you know, good stuff all around.
Hey, everyone, before we get started, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know how to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. The best part is you could get all this for only $15 a month. That's the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports podcasting experience. Acceptance into this program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Let's take a quick look at... Did Macri make some happy Obi moans? I did not make any moans tonight because I was like, the first quarter, I don't usually make moans in the first quarter. I need to get a little bit deeper into the game, and it needs to be a big game. Like, it can't be like a huge lead. Like yesterday, it was a close game, and I was like hyped for the game. So like that brought out the moans. Let's look at the upcoming schedule for the Knicks because, as I said, we're 25-25. We got 22 games left. 22 games left. Is UCLA really up one with 5:30 left? Holy shit. I may have to end this live stream earlier to go watch the end of that game. Miso Obi. Miso Obi. Well done. Next couple games. I've lost my composure. I can't even continue the. I'm done. I'm just done. Miso Obi. Let's look at the next couple games. We go to Brooklyn. James Harden and Kevin Durant are both going to miss the game tomorrow. Brooklyn is playing us on the second night of a back-to-back. Who knows? For all we know, KD, Harden, and Kyrie are all going to play. For all we know, maybe none of them will play. We'll see. Then we go to Boston on Wednesday. Friday starts a three-game homestand. We are home for Memphis, home for Toronto, who just beat the Warriors by 8,000 points. And then we're home for the Lakers, who should still be without Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Then we go on the road, New Orleans, Dallas, and then I have a feeling the six-game homestand that I think will come to define our season because I think that looking at the next five games, I think you're looking at 2-3. Excuse me. I think you're looking at 2-3. If we could sneak out a 3-2 with, again, at Brooklyn, at Boston, Memphis home, Toronto home, Lakers home, and then New Orleans, Dallas. Man, shit. I would sign for 3-4 right now for those next seven games. I would sign for 3-4 for those seven games. Again, four on the road, three at home. None of those games are gimmies. I would sign for 3-4 right now. Let's assume they get to 3-4 there. At some point, someone else in the East is going to make a push. And then you have your six-game homestand against New Orleans, Charlotte, who is probably now going to be or actually is going to be without Gordon Hayward, Atlanta, Toronto, Phoenix, Chicago. They could win every one of those games. They could lose every one of those games. That six-game homestand, I believe, will come to define the Knicks season. Because if the Knicks want to, I am as underestimating the Pel factor. They could go 7-0 because of Norvell Pel. If the Knicks want to fuck around and really get a top six seed, at, you know, sneak in there, you got to go 4-2, 5-1 on that homestand, and then go into that final West Coast swing where you're starting at Houston, at Memphis, and then Denver, Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers. Like, hit the ground running as you go into that West Coast swing so you could weather that storm. It's like, I feel like that six-game homestand is really going to come to define their season. I'm not putting anything past this team. If you told me they're going to be a sixth seed, I would believe you. If you told me they're going to wind up as the ninth or the tenth seed, I would believe you. I don't know. But I will say this. I feel a lot better, even though it was the Pistons. I feel a lot better about this team now than I did, you know, 24 hours ago at this time. Because I really – they just came out and they meant it tonight. And they put their foot down. And sometimes you just got to put your foot down against a shitty team. And that's what they did. So credit to the Knicks. Credit to Tibbs, credit to Randall, credit to Bullock, credit to everybody who played. Most of all, credit to Norvell Pel. Where can I order my Norvell Pel Knicks jersey? That's what I really want to know. Forget the KFS merch. I need my Norvell Pel jersey. Maybe the Easter Bunny will leave that for me tomorrow. Although my wife told me I'm getting a Cadbury cream egg, so that'll have to do. I think that's it. I kind of want to watch the end of this game. So if y'all don't, Andrew, let me ask my producer. My producer is essentially the guy that tells me what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do. Andrew, am I allowed to end the live stream now so I can watch the end of the Final Four game? I'm going to wait on your word. Man, 75, 74, shit. This is looking like a good game. It's a good night to be a Knicks fan. That's the last thing I'll say. It's a good night to be looking. Chicken cutlet time. Yes, Jonas Plout. It is chicken cutlet time. I'm going to heat up a chicken cutlet. I'm going to watch the end of this Final Four game. Andrew's, he's freezing me out. I don't know what that means. Maybe is he giving me the silent treatment? Oh, here we go. Go ahead. New pod Monday morning. Yes. Come back, folks, for a podcast on Monday. Rate us, review us, give us a thumbs up, buy a coffee mug, have a cocktail. To everybody who celebrates, happy Easter. I hope you enjoy your time. If you're going to be at a gathering with people who just, even if they are vaccinated, do yourself a favor and wear a mask. My wife is telling me she needs help putting together the easel. I'm coming right in, baby. I love you, and I love you all. Thank you for watching another live stream. This one felt really good. Enjoy it. Sleep easy tonight, and we'll be back with you very soon. So cheers, everybody. Be well. Oh, check out the merch store. Now I'll sign off.